Douglas Lowry was appointed the 6th Eastman School Dean in 2007. He was a renowned composer and conductor, as well as an academic leader who was acutely aware of the changing landscape of the music world. From the very beginning of his tenure, his vision was to lead all aspects of the Eastman School into the future.
There's a more progressive element that the Eastman School has really taken a leadership role in, and that is examining ways that the students, your graduates, will be able to kind of advance their careers and insert themselves into the culture and hopefully make a living, but also make a meaningful impact on the future of music.
Douglas Lowry founded Eastman's Center for Music Innovation and Engagement as an incubator for new forms of music presentation. He led the largest architectural transformation in the Eastman School's history with the renovation of the Eastman Theater and the construction of Hatch Recital Hall. He also wrote the music for the opening of Kodak Hall. Last week, the University of Rochester announced that Lowry would be stepping down as Dean of the Eastman School for health reasons. He was awarded an honorary Doctor of Music degree and named the Joan and Martin Messinger Dean Emeritus. At the ceremony, Eastman Dean Jamel Rossi said that Lowry leaves the school with a great legacy.
I know he had great dreams for this school, and we will do all we can to continue to build upon those.
Jamel Rossi called Doug Lowry an inspirational dean, a nationally respected leader in music education, and an accomplished composer who was committed to creating beautiful music. University of Rochester President Joel Seligman echoes the sentiment expressed by Rossi and many others.
He was an extraordinary leader. He literally was the leader who brought us to the renovated and expanded Eastman Theater. He was almost universally beloved by the faculty, the students, the staff. He was someone who just made people feel good to be in his presence.
President Seligman was also a close friend to Doug Lowry. The two enjoyed spending time together over gourmet food and the occasional cigar. And he says that Lowry enjoyed a lot of music in addition to classical.
I'll tell you something you don't know. Doug met his wonderful wife, Marcia, when he was playing in a rock band. There were a lot of dimensions to Doug. He was someone who just loved great music.
Before coming to the Eastman School, Doug Lowry was Dean of Music at the Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music, where he founded several new initiatives to engage communities in the arts. He was also the host of a local public radio program called Around Cincinnati. Douglas Lowry passed away this morning at the age of 62. A memorial service is being planned for the near future. For WXXI News, I'm Jean Fisher.